Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tina, welcome back. Thanks very much for coming on today. What are you announcing today?
Yeah, the news just keeps getting bigger and better as we are 23 days away from our national summit there in downtown Philadelphia. And we are thrilled today to announce that President Trump will be keynoting one of our general sessions at summit. So that's him, and Governor DeSantis will be at another session. Ambassador Nikki Haley will be at another session. Vivek Ramaswamy, who's also an announced candidate, will be at another session.
Everybody.
It is just, yeah, everybody's coming to the national summit.
Well, absolutely. That is almost no group that I know of has that kind of importance. So, Tina, the Inquirer, you may get this stuff. I know you have people that work with you, but ran this piece on Moms for Liberty. And, of course, we love Megan Brock. And the thing that I centered on with Moms for Liberty is the education part of this. And that means school board races, et cetera. And thank God we have outfits like yours, because we know the teachers' unions would flood with money advertising various candidates in the past if they had to. And now there's some parity there about putting up candidates for school boards and, in general, school issues of prominence. How in the world is that somehow another suspect?
Well, you know, nobody is supposed to run against anybody from the teachers' union. The teachers' union is the holy grail, the sacred organization that no one can challenge for decades, which is why we're in the mess we are with public education. And so we are the first organized organization to really go up against them. We have no funds compared to what the teachers' union has. They do put money in raises to the tune of, I think, $500 million last year. So they've been doing this a long time. We have nowhere near those kind of funds. As a matter of fact, in our 275 wins last year in school board races, we put $0 outside the state of Florida and was still able to win. Imagine if we could fund the PAC, what we could do.
Now, will your group at some point be endorsing a candidate in the Republican primary?
Not at this point. I don't think we will at all in the Republican primary. Will we in the general election? Maybe, if there is a clear line of the two candidates there in the final day of someone that's standing with parental rights and someone that clearly isn't. I think we're just too far out to know. I do want to say, though, we did invite President Biden to our summit. We invited RFK Jr. also. We have not heard anything back from President Biden. So he's welcome to come. We will treat him well. We want to hear how he feels about parental rights. But as of right now, he's a no-go.
I got to say, RFK there at Moms for Liberty, I think that'd be a hot ticket. I mean, right down the block, I'd go for that. I think he's for parental rights, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our moms really probably want to vote for him. We put out the ask. His team knows that we've requested. He hasn't declined, but he hasn't accepted yet either. We're waiting to hear back from him. And then also Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, we would like to have join us too. He has not responded either. So his team said they were looking at his calendar. So we're not done yet announcing. We have some more people still to announce. we're bringing everyone to Philadelphia.
Well, you have to be happy, too, though, that this issue of parental rights, if you said that in the past, people wouldn't understand how under fire it is. And your group has been one of those that have really pushed that into the fore as either a yes or no on this. I think it helped. Terry McAuliffe ought to get an award at Moms for Liberty, because when he said the stuff that he did, I didn't think Youngkin was going to beat him there. I thought it would be close. He might beat him. But we saw that it became pretty much overwhelming after that. And Tina, it's smart that this is the issue in addition to morally right, because this is where persuadables are. If one side is seen as against parental rights, and occasionally they go off and say the quiet part out loud, and the other side is wholeheartedly for parental rights, whoever those politicians might be, persuadables are going to go with the parental rights.
You know, it's not the reason that we are exposing what's going on. The reason that we're exposing what's going on is because, you know, Tiffany and I, my co-founders served as school board members and saw this happening. And so the reason we're exposing it is we know parental rights are under attack. So you are right. What a gift Terry McAuliffe gave us. But it didn't stop there. Listen, I mean, anybody, take a minute and go tune in to Randy Weingarten or Becky Pringle, the people that are leading the teachers' unions in this country. They just keep saying it over and over again. It's not the quiet part. It's not the hidden part. They are very, very clear, and they just put more and more things out to draw that stake in the sand. This is not a partisan issue. Every parent wants the authority to raise their children.
I've had Randy White on 3 or 4 times. My recommendation, boy, I'd pay for that seat, one of the Moms for Liberty and Randy Weingarten debating this issue at the Moms for Liberty. That's must see.
I would put my co-founder Tiffany Justice up against her any day. I'd buy popcorn, I'd buy VIP tickets. That would be worth it for sure.
Definitely. Where's the website for all this good stuff? And again, congratulations on this. Very few groups. And I think the candidates recognize both your group, but they recognize, at least their people do. Well, I know DeSantis does from Florida. He knows this. They recognize the issue. They recognize this is a core-based issue. Yeah, the economy's important, et cetera, without a doubt. But this is as fundamental as it gets. And as I said, occasionally, these people think they're the experts. And they even go so far as to say parents would make bad decisions for their own child. It's as fundamental as it gets. It crowds out other issues.
100%. I think you said occasionally. I think we're seeing it's becoming more and more prominent with a certain segment of society. So we're just going to continue to draw the contrast, draw the lines, push our issues forward. We're concerned about public education in America, education as a whole. And we definitely know the last line of defense is parental rights. So you had asked where you could get more information or go buy your tickets. We are all sold out of VIP tickets. Those sold out over the weekend. We do have a few more left of general admission, but those are going fast too. Your listeners can go to momsforliberty.org and they can get general admission tickets, which will still be an amazing experience. And we hope that they will join us.
Absolutely. We hope to be over there, too. You're right down the block from us. So, Tina, thank you. Thanks for coming on again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.